Hi, and welcome to Experts' Secrets to Reversing Diabetes. I'm so glad that you're here with us today, and you don't want to miss this amazing interview with Dr. Mario Robinson. Thank you so much for agreeing to be with us here today, Dr. Robinson.
You're very welcome, Lucia.
You know, Dr. Robinson is in the process of moving to a very rural location, and that's why we were able to catch him today in his vehicle, because it happens to be where he has good reception and we can actually do this recording. So I just want to thank you for making that effort to be here with us today. Dr. Robinson was born in Southern California. He told me I could tell you he's 54 years old. He's the youngest of four. His parents are Colombian Mexican immigrants, and he identifies as Latino Hispanic. And so some of you may really relate to his story, which is what we are going to be focusing on today. Now, he was born in Southern California, but he grew up as a young man. He decided to become a medical doctor, and I'll let him expand on that part of his story a little bit more if he wants to. He ended up graduating from medical school from UC San Francisco, and then he did his urology specialty at Loma Linda Medical Center, which is Loma Linda University. They have a medical school there as well, and he is currently practicing urology in the Kaiser Permanente system. It was interesting to me that, and we'll figure out maybe a little bit more about why he got interested in this, but he was able to really spearhead an initiative providing lifestyle interventions to diabetic patients in the Kaiser system some years ago, and it was hugely successful. So I'm just so excited to have Dr. Robinson here with us today. And so my first question to you, Dr. Robinson, is tell us a little bit about how you started to get interested in the impact of lifestyle on health.
Well, thank you, Lucia. For me, it's a privilege to be here and an honor. And my goal today is hopefully there's somebody out there in your audience at your summit that can identify with my experience. For me, diabetes was something that I got interested in, especially as a medical doctor. We treat diabetes a little differently than how I treated my own diabetes now with lifestyle. But I wanted to, at that point, as a physician, knowing that I'd been a diabetic, a recovering diabetic, and I'd used lifestyle to change it and reverse it. We at Kaiser are in a vertically integrated healthcare system, and we have some control of kind of rolling out new programs over a large portions of people. So we had an opportunity one year to have a vegetarian summit at Loma Linda, and I personally invited our CEO to go, and he heard, and he was particularly touched by Caldwell Esselstyn's story and his presentation. And it was that just started the ball rolling.
Awesome.
He was interested in getting something done at Kaiser.
That is so cool. But I want to back up in time, and I want to take us back to that time when you were in medical school. What was life like? How did things unroll for you there?
Yeah, for me, I just finished college, as all medical students have done, and very eager to start a new career. And for me, I'd always been an emotional leader. So when I got to medical school, the emotions are kind of crazy because there's a lot of studying, a lot of new things happening. And although I'd been pretty active most of my life, I developed a sedentary lifestyle. Because I was an emotional leader, it was very stressful. And I ended up just, immediately, just gaining weight. And I could remember the actual night my sophomore year, it was during spring break, that I developed diabetes. I remember having polyuria and polydipsia, very thirsty, and going to the restroom. It's almost like a switch flipped.
Wow. And
that was my second year of medical school. And unfortunately, it wasn't until residency, about 6 years later, that I actually decided to make some changes.
So when you started having these severe symptoms kind of suddenly in medical school, what was the next thing that happened in your story? Did you go to a doctor to get diagnosed and start treatment, or what did you do?
Yeah, so due don't do as I did, but I avoided it. Obviously, you're busy. You're kind of, because you're in medical school, you realize, you know what, this seems kind of like this could be diabetes, but I put my head in the sand like an ostrich for the following years, which wasn't, you know, obviously the thing to do. So I'm not recommending that.
So did you start on any medications or anything?
At that time, I did not. What ended up happening is once I finished medical school 2 years later, towards the end of medical school, there was a little less stress and I started focusing on my health. And but I never really sought care until I was in residency.
Wow.
And yes, so during residency, I was developing some other symptoms of pain in my feet. I think people call that neuropathy. I think you'd identify that. And I told a friend, I go, listen, while I was in medical school, I developed probably diabetes. That's what I have. And at that point, I became more active, starting eating better, but no real direction, no real huge changes, just doing better.
Yeah.
And I was able to kind of control things that way. Initially, they had started me on some insulin, but with exercise, I was able to get off of insulin within a month fairly quickly, but really didn't decide to make lifestyle changes. I was just trying to avoid the symptoms I was having.
Yeah, that's the feeling bad and the neuropathy and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So at this time, did you have a family? How did this affect your relationships? And did it have an effect?
Yeah, so, probably a couple of years later, I got married. And at that time, I still had diabetes, but really wasn't focused on it. Mm. And it affected my moods. It affected, I think I was easily angered. I was short and not very patient. And I can, in retrospect, realize it was related on how I felt. And what ended up happening, I got married and to make a long story short, it impacted my marriage. And shortly before we got divorced, my now ex-wife tried and helped me to get help and to actually make a lifestyle change. And she was successful in making me do that, even though our marriage failed and it was a very sad moment in my time, in my life, I was able to achieve a clarity in my mind enough to make actual lifestyle changes.
Wow. And you know, it's interesting to me that with all of that medical training you had and knowing the impact of diabetes, that it still can be a completely different story when we're looking at our personal lives. Like, you knew what to tell your patients that came in with these symptoms, these problems, feeling bad, but it was very difficult to implement those changes for yourself. What do you think really helped you start to make that change? What was that real motivating power that said, okay, I am going to do something different? What brought you to that point?
Well, at that point, I'd realized I'd been kind of successful in achieving my career. And that was kind of a big goal of mine. But I also realized I'd been a failure in one of the most important aspects of my life, in my marriage. So, and I knew at this point, I was still young. You had the resources to help get, you know, make changes, maybe, you know, take classes and go to the gym and get a trainer. So I delved into exercise as medicine, and I was able to do some triathlons, some half marathons, and eventually I was starting to do some mountain climbing.
Wow.
But I was still abusing my body, even though my blood sugar was in check. I wasn't eating that healthy. I was overindulgent in exercise.
Just a second. Don't lose your thought, but overindulging in exercise, what does that look like?
Well, let me tell you what that looks like. It's especially training for triathlons, I was still a working urologist. So we're, you know, working and operating at 7 a.m. in the morning and working long hours. What I was able to do was get up early, let's say 3 or 4 in the morning, and do swimming and running, and other days do cycling and running and in the evening. So it was a time when I felt I was young. I felt I could conquer and achieve anything, and at the expense of my body and my well-being.
Oh, wow. So it sounded like you had some very interesting expeditions planned or carried out. Where were you going? What were you doing in this as you continued to progress in the athletic area?
At this point, I had said, you know what? Since I'm enjoying hiking, why don't I take a vacation and go to Kilimanjaro, which was a hike I always wanted to do. It's kind of a long hike, but a lot of people can achieve it if you're well trained. So prior to
And
doing
where
that,
is
I went.
Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro is in Africa, and it was actually going to be a fairly long trip, but it was something it was just a dream that I wanted to come true. Prior to going there, I did some other small hikes, and on one of those hikes, I actually got sick and almost died because of some of the digestive issues I was going through, and because I believe I was abusing my body and just really living a stressful life, adding a lot of stress to my body. And what ended up happening is I developed chronic diarrhea.
Okay, so you were having these digestive issues, and then what did you do?
So, obviously, as a physician, I had access to the best care. Some of my colleagues were the best in their fields, and they're trying to figure out, well, what's wrong with your digestive system? I saw GI specialists, rheumatologists, all the different specialties to try to evaluate all my digestive system from my mouth down to my rectum and biopsies and all the testing. Everything would come out negative. Then, their hands would just throw up in the air and says, Mario, we want to help you, but we don't know what you have. We can treat your symptoms. We just don't know what you have. So my aunt, who was a nurse prior to her dying, she said, Mario, I want you to see a natural doctor, an ND, not an MD, but an ND. And I laughed at her. I go, why should I see an ND when I'm an MD? And I'm seeing MDs, and MDs haven't found anything. How is an ND going to find something that an MD didn't find? And lo and behold, so with that arrogant attitude, I finally, after 15 months of diarrhea, chronic diarrhea, episodic diarrhea, I finally took the number and scheduled an appointment. And prior to even seeing this doctor, he spoke to me on the phone, and within 10 minutes, he gave me a plan that he wanted me to try, and I put that into effect. And within 2 weeks, I had a normal bowel movement.
Wow.
I
So, can you tell us a little bit about that plan?
I
Like, what
I
did he have
I
you
can just
do?
tell you, in short, what I can tell you is it was kind of a paradigm shift because most of my life, my family, being Seventh-day Adventist, lived a vegetarian lifestyle, but at that time I was still ingesting meat and chicken especially. But at that point, we decided, let's cut all that stuff out. It was a suggestion because it's a little harder to digest, and let your digestion kind of heal itself. And so at that point, I remember the day I was seated on the proverbial throne. And I remember just feeling like Caldwell Esselstyn says, I think it was like an ooh-ah moment, where it's just kind of just a relief. And it's like there was no diarrhea. I look back, and most of my GI specialty friends will understand that, it was a nice S shaped. And I hadn't had one in 15 months. And I want to share with you guys today that at that point, I'd achieved a lot in my life. I was young. I'd become a doctor, and I'd done triathlons and half marathons. And at that point, for the first time in my life, I felt what it was like to feel gracious and to feel gratitude. I didn't know what it was, but I felt at that point, I wasn't sure, but I felt gratitude towards God for allowing my body to heal. I'd achieved so much on my own, but I couldn't even, as a doctor, or even seeing other doctors, they couldn't achieve the healing of my body. And I felt gratitude towards God that He allowed my body to heal.
Oh, wow, what an experience. And so true that often we forget that healing doesn't come from the bottle and it doesn't even come from the specialist. It is God that is really the healer of our bodies. And I love what you shared about how that was like your first genuine experience of gratitude, where up until this point you had felt quite powerful, competent, able to do your own things, achieve your own goals on your own. But this was a goal that you had to acknowledge it was God that helped you achieve. And he had right. provided the healing. Oh, that is so powerful. So go ahead and tell us more about your story going forward.
So it's my privilege to tell you guys that I just remarried, about 4 months ago. My wife is a naturopathic clinician, and we are currently in the greater Temecula area. We just moved, so it's kind of been hectic times, but I want to, personally thank God for kind of taking me full circle, although some of my lowest points in my life have now been reversed, and I've been able to achieve, personal success of being in partnership with a loving partner. And what we're planning on doing at this point is living a more rural life, living a more healthy life away from the kind of the stresses of life, of city life. But her goal, especially now, since I'm still working at Kaiser, in a few years, I'd like to retire early and be an assistance to her where we can run cleanses out of our home. And we want to give back because we know there's people that have been in our situation, at least in my situation, where, you're just too busy to find healing or to find a path where you can achieve healing. And we want to be able to use a plant-based lifestyle, primarily a lifestyle that is based on understanding that most of our healing occurs outside of us, or the source comes from outside mm-hmm. of us. It's not inside of us, but outside of us, and that we could use natural remedies, natural resources to let our body heal itself. And it's our goal that we can hopefully get that started. We just started 2022 and we just moved. So, we'd like to, potentially maybe in about 6 months, start doing, initiating a program of cleanses.
Wow. That is an amazing outcome from medical student with diabetes that is not even treated to getting to the position where you're ready to give back and help other people on their journey to healing. And I love what you brought out there about this whole healing journey, which is something that reflects my personal philosophy, which is that, God created and designed our bodies. And he did that in a way to be in harmony with the laws of nature that he himself created. And that healing, all of the power comes from him, but he can't do it without our cooperation. Or he chooses to have us cooperate with him the majority of the time. And so we also have a role to play in our personal decisions, the choices we make, what we decide to engage in with our life energy. Those are things that in its cooperative fashion, God can bless us with healing. And I love how your story really brings that out. This is not a story that I even knew before our interview time today. And I really appreciate you being vulnerable, sharing these things. These are not easy things for a professional to share, because many times we'd just rather, kind of keep that quiet. It might not maybe fit the image that we think we need to have. But your vulnerability has been a real gift to our audience today. And I know that we can all be encouraged and inspired by one person's journey and your willingness to share that with us. I really, really appreciate that. I'm wondering if, in closing, do you have anything you would like to share with us, words of wisdom, something to take away with us from this particular time together?
Yeah, the one thought that comes to mind is, especially now that I'm remarried, we kind of defined our marriage by saying we committed our lives to God and not necessarily to each other, because her first time around it failed as well. And what we realized is we each decided to leave God first in our lives and keep him as our priority and in the center of our life. And we source his love to give to each other. So we know love is it's sometimes told is an emotion, but it's also a decision. And when we make lifestyle changes, a lot of the lifestyle changes are physical. But what I'd like to challenge your audience potentially to achieve something I believe my wife and I are committed to is to also realize that we can make choices, spiritual choices, like the choice to love and to receive love from a vertical source and to then source it from that source and give it to those in a more horizontal sense and those that surround you. Mm-hmm. That's a choice that can be made. That's one of those lifestyle choices that will help, help that has helped us and that will hopefully help your audience achieve true healing through lifestyle change, physical changes and spiritual changes.
You know, that is really powerful and so true. As those of you that have been with us from the beginning of this summit will remember, on the first day, Dr. Ornish mentioned the importance of this fourth dimension for truly successful lifestyle change, which was the presence of love and support. And I'm just really tickled that we're able to close out this series speaking again of love and support and where we can actually get it, because it is such an important part of positive lifestyle change. We can do a lot of things physically. We can do a lot of the particular behaviors or, you know, dietary choices or exercise choices that we've been talking about in this series. But we must never ignore that we are whole people and we have this emotional and spiritual side that is every bit as much impactful on our health as are the physical choices we make. And so we need to keep all of this in mind as we go forward. And I appreciate how you give credit to God for being the source of the love that you can share with each other in your family and with those around you. Such an amazing, inspirational, and motivational story. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Robinson, for
You're very welcome.
Taking this time to be with us today. This has been extremely valuable, and I think it's a wonderful way to wrap up our summit. For our listeners, I want to remind you that it is not too late to upgrade to VIP. And if you want to do that, that will allow you to go back, get any of those presentations that maybe you've missed, get access to transcripts and audio files of this entire summit so that you can re-listen to it, give yourself a chance to really let it sink in, and even share it with family and friends. So I just want to thank you for joining us in this time together over the last couple of weeks, and want to remind you that health is wealth. And with every healthy choice, you are getting richer. Thank you for being with us.